Chapter 1. It's time to leave public schools. Public schools are proudly promoting ideologies that are racist, prejudiced, discriminatory, and destructive to our society, all in the name of equity and equality. These ideologies are often kept behind the curtain and snuck in through mandatory staff trainings, where parents and community members cannot see them. The teachers are trained first, then teachers train the students. It's as simple as that. But where are teachers getting these materials, and who is pulling the ideological strings? We will discuss this more throughout the book. America is in a spiritual battle, and public schools have been ground zero for several decades. America's long-held belief in God has been supplanted by the atheist ideologies of Marxism and communism. Critical race theory and gender theory are two of the byproducts. Not only are these ideologies becoming more common, but they are being embraced, promoted, taught, and defended in public schools and universities. Public schools are a battlefield, and children are on the front lines going up against trained adults in positions of influence and authority, backed by teachers' unions and government bodies like the Department of Education. For Christian parents, if you haven't already decided to leave the public schools, you and your children are certain to be faced with a major conflict in values. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. As that Proverbs verse rightly points out, two paths are laid out before us, both as individuals and as a nation. One, we can go our own way, or two, we can go the way of God. America has turned its back on God, and biblical values can scarcely be found outside of church walls, or sometimes even within church walls. There's perhaps no better example of this than our public school system, which has removed any semblance of biblical morality, is sowing confusion and racial division among students, and has undermined the role of parents, labeling some who dare to speak up as domestic terrorists. The school closures and virtual classrooms that began in early 2020 with the onset of COVID presented a rare opportunity for the indoctrination process to be streamlined. Teachers could share any image, graph, or document they wanted on screen and take it down in an instant. That means nothing goes home. Things can be done in secret, behind the curtain. Parents are never part of the equation. School board. Mandatory trainings. Teachers. Students. Parents may hear about fiery school board meetings or lawsuits in the news and on social media, where the topics of CRT and gender theory are hot, but many school corporations and districts deny that they are being taught in their schools. Proponents of these ideologies often point to the lack of physical evidence, in essence saying, "Prove it." That's the tricky part. In many cases, it's difficult to prove that public schools really are teaching critical race theory and gender theory, because most schools aren't passing out textbooks and assigning homework on the topics. Some absolutely are, but in general, it's not the type of information that gets printed out and sent home for parents to see on a regular basis, let alone approve. Oftentimes, as I will discuss later in this book, parents don't know these ideologies are being taught in school until their child comes home with a new pronoun or membership to a new secret club at school. The indoctrination process became paperless and even more streamlined during the COVID outbreak when school closures and virtual classrooms became the norm, a practice that is still being used by schools around the country. I'll discuss examples of materials that I received as a teacher in mandatory staff trainings and which I was encouraged to share with my students. Teachers could simply show these materials on the screen during virtual classes and take them down in an instant with no physical proof for parents to see. This makes it difficult for parents to see what's going on in school. The political propaganda I encountered in my teaching for Chicago public schools was shocking. And I couldn't, in good conscience, go along with what the school system was promulgating. In my last year of teaching for a public school, 2020 to 2021, I experienced the following. Number one, Marxist, socialist, and communist ideologies being taught and promoted to students' grades K through 8. Number two, critical race theory being used to teach that skin color, gender, sexual orientation, and income level are the most important things about a person.